Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is time to ask the Riddler, and Junior Riddler, of course, stands for the Ready to Love Officer Nephew Tommy. This is from Devin in Coral Springs, guys. Devin writes, every year I go on a family vacation with my mom, my sister and her family, and my brother and his family. I am divorced and I'm dating a new woman. My family told me she shouldn't come since we're not married. Can I take her anyway? He wants to know if he can take his current girlfriend to the family vacation.
But the family already said you shouldn't bring her since y'all not married, so you're going to be uncomfortable with your family on the whole vacation. That's not going to feel good. I wouldn't even go. I show my family. I just wouldn't even go. Y'all not going to accept me and accept my... I guess the biggest question, how old are you?
He didn't say. Can't tell by his name, Devin.
But don't people go out on vacations with their girlfriends and family members? So what, why is this?
Yeah, they must not like
it. This kind of really old fashioned, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, some old fashioned rules still stand. But you know, this is a family thing right here.
I guess it's because they're gonna go on vacation. They're gonna be sleeping in the same room, and that's what the family looks down on. That's what it all boils down to. Mm-hmm. Where you're laying your head at is what it really amounts to.
Mm-hmm. They don't want him sleeping with her on vacation because they're not married.
I would go on my own vacation and just not go with the family.
Yeah. Right, with her, right?
Yeah. With her.
Yeah.
And don't take her on this one because every year they go on a family vacation. Every single
year. No, I ain't going with the family either because y'all done upset me. I'm not going with y'all either.
Okay.
No, I'm not going with your y'all because y'all done said the wrong thing to me. Huh?
That's your mama, though, dog. You're not going on vacation with your mom. A tradition.
We need a we need a family meeting. We got to have this discussion. We got to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. And then you know they're going to make his friend uncomfortable. His girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't care what the family say. We going. Say got nothing. Y'all don't own Disney World. We all in here. We all in here. Yes. Yes, we all in here. I'm paying for it, too. You going to tell me who I can't bring. That's my boo. That's my boo. When y'all see us at breakfast, don't speak to us. We ain't with y'all. We don't care. Yeah.
They don't own Disney World.
We going to Epcot. We going to Disney World. Yeah, we doing everything. We going to Hollywood Studio. We doing the whole thing. Quit looking at us. We having fun.
Matching ears and everything, huh, Junior?
And we in the lightning pass lane. We gone. Look at them in line. They stand in line for an hour and a half for their one ride. Okay, where am I? Ain't my fault.
No. All right, Junior.
Yeah, with that.
All right, guys, we're moving on to Melody in Fort Worth. Melody writes, I invited a friend over for dinner. He told me that he has a crush on me and he wanted to see where things go with me. I'm not attracted to him, so he's ruined our friendship. He is waiting for an answer. How do I tell him that I'd never date him? Wow.
Just tell him. Y'all friends, ain't you?
Yeah.
Y'all been friends all this time. He ought to be able to accept that. He know who you are. Just let him know. I don't like you like that. I don't see you in that position with me. So just be honest.
I'm not mad at him for letting her know how he feels. Yeah. Though. I'm not.
He's shooting his shot.
Yeah, but don't crush the man, though. Yeah. Junior.
Yeah, he shot his shot, but this is another episode of When Ugly Men Get Bold. That's all this is. When ugly men say what's exactly on their mind, this is going to hurt him if she tell him this.
Yeah.
But he shot his shot, but I'm telling you, he's ugly for sure. We know that. Because she said never date him.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley quoted
How do I tell him that I but he was never bold. Date him? She said it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So another episode of what, Junior?
When Ugly Men Get Bold.
I love it.
Ignorant. Just can't take it.
All right. Moving on to Janae in Minneapolis. Janae writes, my cousin loves pranking people. Oh, Tommy. I was talking to her on speakerphone, and she asked if I ever called that fine man that I met. She knew my husband was right next to me. It was a bad prank, and my husband thinks I really met someone. He pressed my cousin for more information. How do we fix this, Mr. Prankster, King of Pranks?
Let the pranks begin. Now it's time to prank your girl back.
It's
time to prank her back, and don't stop. You got to get stuff straight with your husband, but it's on and popping every time. You're not going to sleep with me, I promise you. You're not going to get no sleep, I promise you. I'm pranking you every time I think about this situation. If she married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cousin is married because she said it in front of her husband on the speakerphone. Her husband
heard.
I want to know if the cousin is married.
The prankster.
The one that did the prank. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Let's assume she's married.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a safe assumption. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's plant some drawers in their bed.
Going right there to the underwear?
Man draw. Wow. Yeah, let's put some man on under the bed, on the side of the bed. Wherever it's clear where the husband can see him. Let's get some drawers in there. See, drawers start stuff, especially when it ain't his drawers.
Yeah, and stop stuff too, like marriages.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm coming to shut you down. We pulling all stops. I'm planting drawers.
Okay. All right.
So she played too much. You get ready to show her, huh?
Oh. No, I'm going to show you how it worked, baby.
All right, Janae.
Show you how it worked.
Yeah. You heard it from the king of pranks. All right, Junior. What do you think?
Well, yeah, we're going to be pranking. Yeah, I'm determined. Yeah, let's do some pranks. Let's do some pranks with some real-life consequences. Let's stop all this playing. See, if I'm almost in verge of getting a divorce, I'm calling my cousin to plant a pound of weed in the trunk of your car, then call the laws, and let's see how this goes.
Too far, Junior.
Oh, you're
pranking with, no, we pranking with real-life consequences now.
That's too far, Junior. That's too far.
No.
You play too much.
Tell the judge it's not yours. Tell her.
What?
Let's see how this go. I didn't put that there.
Dang,
okay?
So we got a divorce and someone could end up in jail. Wow.
Yeah, that's
all right, last one, guys. This is from Rich in Brooklyn. Rich writes, I've been dating a woman since January, and I gave her a key to my apartment back in March. She still has not given me a key to her place, and when I asked her about it, she said she would give my key back if it's an issue. Am I moving too fast?
Yeah, you're moving too fast, and she got a whole lot going on in that apartment, and you're not, you don't see this. There's a lot happening over there where she stay, because you're not getting in there, and you're not getting that key. And why would you give her your key in March anyway? And y'all just got together in January. You stupid. You so stupid.
He's in love.
He in love.
Yeah. Junior.
No, you don't give no woman no key since January. We are already just in June. You don't get a key.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why stop all this key passing? You get a key first, then you decide if you're going to give her one. Because you're doing too much.
No. Okay. All right, guys.
No,
all right.
No key.
Thank you, Riddle and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.